Peoria 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3 on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and KPR, as well as a complete look at your KPR listening area weather forecast. A storm is headed our way tomorrow. All the details coming right up. It's 6 o'clock.
Say it met fire-resistant standards. Other construction material is believed to have spread the fire. Fire alarms also failed to operate properly, according to public broadcaster RTHK. Police have arrested three people from the contract company on suspicion of manslaughter. For NPR News, I'm Charisse Pham in Hong Kong.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has issued a silver alert for a missing Cheney woman. 76-year-old Martha Brenice has not been seen since 8 o'clock Thursday morning. She's described as a white female, 5 feet 1 inch tall, approximately 120 pounds. She may be driving a 2019 Dodge Caravan. If you see her, you are asked to call 911 immediately. Changes made to a federal grant program by President Trump will weaken broadband infrastructure in Kansas. That's what experts say. Blaise Mesa reports.
Kansas was given $451 million for broadband investment under the Biden administration. After the election, the Trump administration wanted states to find the best deal available rather than the best value for the money, says Eric Sartorius with the Communications Coalition of Kansas. Now, that meant less focus on gold standard fiber internet projects and more focus on satellites and Wi-Fi towers. Sartorius says that will mean slower speeds and internet infrastructure that will need more maintenance.
Within the industry and within the state are going to look at this and wish about what could have been.
Fiber projects do have a higher installation cost, but Sartorius says states save money in the long run. I'm Blaise Mesa for The Beacon.
An annual program that waives college application fees has encouraged more students to apply to Kansas universities. Supporters say the three-day Apply Free campaign should be extended to a full week every fall. Misty Knox with the Kansas Board of Regents says high school counselors are seeing students take advantage of the savings, and some are considering college for the first time.
And after receiving those acceptance letter, it was described many students began to shift their mindset, like, I can do this. And this really was a building-wide buzz.
The Apply Free campaign launched in 2023. The first year, more than 11,000 applications were received during the three-day window. A Topeka holiday tradition is ending. For the first time in more than 50 years, a giant Santa will not be standing atop the Dillon's grocery store in the Brookwood Shopping Center in southwest Topeka. KSNT reports recent acts of vandalism in the area prompted the cancellation of the display. A Dillon spokesperson says the decision was made by the shopping center owners, not the grocery store. College basketball scores. K-State women defeated Columbia yesterday, 95-92. Weather forecast for today. Mostly cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. Breezy gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, rain, mainly after 9 p.m. Lows around 37, still breezy. Tomorrow, rain before 3 p.m., then a chance of snow. Temperatures will rise to about 44 degrees by late morning, then fall to around 31 the rest of the day. It'll be breezy, too. Chance of precipitation tomorrow is 100%. New snow accumulation of less than half an inch is possible. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 26 degrees. This is Morning Edition. It is 7 minutes after 6.
Support for NPR.
So I think that the vetting was solid and was good. We have to wait to see what the motive is of this the shooter.
Just a few seconds left here, Christopher. You mentioned how for you it's important that America, the United States, kind of fulfills its promise it's made to Afghans that have helped the United States. If the United States doesn't do this, do you feel it is a stain on the country's world legacy, world reputation?
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, I think the way that we have managed this evacuation from the beginning. It's been a stain. And so this is just another continued attack on our American values by shutting down immigration, by stopping the vetting and the processing of special immigrant visas. This is really going to hurt our image in the world.
Christopher Purdy is the founder of the Chamberlain Network. He's also worked on Afghan resettlement in the U.S. Christopher, thanks again for your time. This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting Lawrence authors Addison Black, Judith Reutman, Joe Harrington, Will Averill, and Kent Smith in store this November. More information at ravenbookstore.com/events.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in 10 minutes, we get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, as AI companies pour hundreds of billions of dollars into data centers, concerns grow that the industry is inflating a financial bubble that could harm the economy. We'll get the perspectives on that in about 15 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haines and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy, high near 41, breezy, gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, rain, mainly after 9 p.m., lows overnight around 37 degrees. Tomorrow, rain before 3 p.m., then a chance of snow. Temperatures tomorrow will rise up to 44 by around 11 o'clock in the morning, then fall to 31 degrees. It'll be breezy, too. We could see gusts up to 20 miles an hour tomorrow. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear skies and 26 degrees.
I'm Ben James, host of BBC NewsHour. On today's program, President Trump's immigration pause. Ukrainian anti-corruption teams search the home of President Zelensky's right-hand man. And inside one of America's last poisonous snake churches.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock. That's right after Morning Edition on KPR2. The time is 6:21.
Support for NPR. This is NPR News.
83 years ago this week, nearly 500 people died in Coconut Grove nightclub in Boston. The fire spurred changes in safety codes. Decades later, family members await a permanent memorial.
How could you not keep that a sacred place? How could you not commemorate almost 500 people's deaths?
Remembering those lost that Boston night on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Laura Larson's your host right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and KPR, as well as a complete look at your KPR weather forecast. A storm is moving in tonight. We could even see some snow this weekend. All the details coming right up. It's 6:30.
Brad. The death toll has risen to at least 128. More than 200 others are still missing. Derek Armstrong Chan is Deputy Director for Fire Services.
We encountered difficulties in several areas. The fire was spreading exceptionally fast.
The complex was undergoing renovations when the fire broke out. The origin's been traced to a scaffolding. Three people are under arrest. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Many Lawrence municipal workers will get a 3% raise next year if the City Commission approves an agreement with their union next week. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the agreement would cover City of Lawrence wastewater, stormwater, street, and traffic employees. The agreement was hammered out by city managers and representatives of Teamsters Local 696. The agreement includes a 3% wage increase for 2026. Wages for 2027 and 2028 would be negotiated next year. The Kansas Board of Regents could expand a program that waives college application fees for 3 days each fall. Suzanne Perez reports.
Kansas universities launched their Apply Free Days 2 years ago as a way to encourage more students to apply for college. Over 3 days in early October, Kansas residents can apply for undergraduate admission to any of the state's public universities with no application fee. A new report shows that students save nearly $300,000 the first year of the program. Misty Knox with the Kansas Board of Regents says the program encourages students to apply early.
And this is creating that kind of like a due date where students know, okay, I need to be applied by this date in order to follow the typical college-going timeline.
Supporters are urging Regents to extend the program to a full week next year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The Kansas Judicial Branch has upgraded its online search tool. The new system called Case Search makes it easier for users to find court records, including case histories and other data. It replaces a system known as the Kansas District Court Public Access Portal. KCTV reports the upgraded system offers more search options and improved functionality. Weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. It'll be breezy too. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, rain mainly after 9 p.m., low around 37. Tomorrow, rain before 3 p.m., then a chance of snow. The temperature will rise to around 44 degrees by late morning and then begin to fall to around 31. During the rest of the day, it'll be breezy too, with winds up to 20 miles an hour. Forecast for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 28 degrees. Forecast for Monday, a 40% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 27 degrees. Colder weather is coming. It's 6:34.
Support for NPR,
EDU.
This is Morning Edition coming to you on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Still ahead on Morning Edition, before you share your Thanksgiving leftovers with your pet, we'll let you know what's safe and what's not so safe to feed your cats and dogs. That's coming up in about 12 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Chamber Orchestra presenting Holiday Magic, a Baroque by Candlelight concert featuring Vivaldi and Piazzolla. Tuesday evening, December 2nd, Country Club Christian Church. Tickets at kcchamber.org.
Weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. Winds picking back up. Tonight, rain mainly after 9 p.m., lows around 37. It's bringing a storm in, rain before 3 p.m. tomorrow, then a chance of snow. Temperatures will go up to 44 tomorrow by around noon, then go back down to around 31 degrees. National Weather Service says rain will mix with or change to wet snow from northwest to southeast on Saturday as colder air moves into the area. Most likely that we won't see much accumulation, maybe around a half inch, mainly on grassy areas. It's 6:44.
Coming up on Prairie Journal, the Boulder Project, because it was accessible and fun. At a local stream, he hops across the rocks and starts recording on his phone. He's trying to capture the sense of safety he says outdoor spaces can bring. Nesselrod has some doubts about the project, but he's cautiously optimistic.
It was very cool that the city was willing to engage and valued art as a form of data that can actually be implemented or used to consider what we'd like the city to be.
City leaders will discuss the Voicing Boulder recommendations at a December meeting. For NPR News, I'm Emma Vandenide in Boulder.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Chamber Orchestra presenting Holiday Magic, a Baroque by Candlelight concert featuring Vivaldi and Piazzolla. Tuesday evening, December 2nd, Country Club Christian Church. Tickets at kcchamber.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. 10 minutes away from the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today, we'll start with the morning papers. Well, that's the name of the waltz by Johann Strauss Jr. And then we're off with a Brandenburg concerto and then a Spanish piano trio that was pretty far out for 1927. All that and much more coming up on the Classical Morning Show with Cordelia from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR 2 coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Forecast for today, mostly cloudy, high near 41, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, rain, mainly after 9 p.m., lows overnight around 37, still windy too. Tomorrow, the forecast for Saturday, rain before 3 p.m., then a chance of snow. Temperatures tomorrow will go up to 44 by about 11 a.m. and then go down to 31 the rest of the day. It'll be breezy too. Forecast for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high only around 28 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear, 26 degrees. Topeka, partly cloudy, 27 degrees. It's 9 before 7.
Cats, Kimbra, and Lila, some sweet potatoes. Here's Aaron.
I boiled sweet potatoes until they were soft enough to mash, and then I spread it on a plate.
So these healthy snacks may not be appealing to every pet.
Lila, come try.
Well, one of them likes it.
If your cat doesn't like Thanksgiving leftovers, but you still want to give them a treat, just pet them. They love it. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was inspired by B.J. Lederman. I'm E. Martinez.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Still ahead on Morning Edition, in fact, coming right up, the latest news from NPR. And from the KPR newsroom, forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a high near 41 degrees, winds increasing, some weather's moving in for the weekend. We'll have all the details coming right up. It's 7 o'clock.
Broke his silence about the plan. After vague words that it could serve as the basis for talks, Putin said hostilities would only end if Ukrainian troops withdrew from the territory. He was referring to Ukrainian land in the Donbass that Russia has been unable to fully conquer. If they don't, Putin added, Russia will seize the territory anyway. Ukrainians say Russia does not want to end the war and is simply buying time with the Trump administration. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kyiv.
U.S. futures trading on Wall Street has been halted after a cooling issue at one of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange's data centers. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has issued a silver alert for a missing Cheney woman. 76-year-old Martha Brenice has not been seen since 8 o'clock Thursday morning. She's described as a white female, 5 feet 1 inch tall, approximately 120 pounds. She has white hair and light hazel eyes and may be driving a 2019 Dodge Caravan. If you see her, you're asked to call 911 immediately. Changes made to a federal grant program by President Trump will weaken broadband infrastructure in Kansas. That's according to experts. Blaise Mesa reports.
Kansas was given $451 million for broadband investment under the Biden administration. After the election, the Trump administration wanted states to find the best deal available rather than the best value for the money, says Eric Sartorius with the Communications Coalition of Kansas. Now, that meant less focus on gold standard fiber internet projects and more focus on satellites and Wi-Fi towers. Sartorius says that will mean slower speeds and internet infrastructure that will need more maintenance.
Within the industry and within the state are going to look at this and wish about what could have been.
Fiber projects do have a higher installation cost, but Sartorius says states save money in the long run. I'm Blaise Mesa for The Beacon.
An annual program that waives college application fees has encouraged more students to apply to Kansas universities. Supporters say the three-day Apply Free campaign should be extended to a full week every fall. Misty Knox is with the Kansas Board of Regents. She says high school counselors are seeing students take advantage of the savings, and some are considering college for the first time.
And after receiving those acceptance letter, it was described many students beginning to shift their mindset, like, I can do this. And this really was a building-wide buzz.
The Apply Free campaign launched in 2023. A Topeka holiday tradition is ending. For the first time in more than 50 years, a giant Santa will not be standing atop the Dillon's grocery store in the Brookwood Shopping Center in southwest Topeka. KSNT reports recent acts of vandalism in the area prompted the cancellation of the display. A Dillon's spokesperson says the decision was made by the shopping center owners, not the grocery store. College basketball, K-State women defeated Columbia yesterday, 95-92. Weather forecast for today. Mostly cloudy with a high near 41, winds picking up out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. Tonight, rain, mainly after 9 p.m., lows overnight around 37 degrees. Tomorrow, Saturday, rain before 3 p.m., then a chance of snow. The temperatures will rise to around 44 degrees by late morning and then begin falling down to around 31 later in the day. It'll be breezy, too. Chance of precipitation tomorrow is 100%, but new snow accumulation is expected to be less than half an inch. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio at 7:07.
Support for NPR.
Rivalry. Just remember, the more bitter, the better. This is NPR News.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Glad you could join us this morning. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR. And from the KPR newsroom, coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, signs are pointing to deeper discounts this Black Friday as stores try to coax anxious shoppers into splurging, despite economic data showing that consumer confidence is pretty low right now. We'll hear more about it in 15 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. Tonight, rain, mainly after 9 p.m., lows overnight around 7. Storm front moving in tonight. Forecast for tomorrow, rain before 3 p.m., then a chance of snow. Temperatures will go up to about 44 degrees by 11 a.m. and then start falling down to around 31 degrees. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy skies, 26 degrees. It's 21 minutes after 7.
I'm Ben James, host of BBC NewsHour. On today's program, President Trump's immigration pause. Ukrainian anti-corruption teams search the home of President Zelensky's right-hand man. And inside one of America's last poisonous snake churches.
You can hear the BBC NewsHour at 9 o'clock. It's right after Morning Edition on KPR2.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance with its Name Your Price tool.
What can I say? I just love you so much, honey.
I love you too.
Bob and Amy Gerald. A new animation of their conversation is at StoryCorps.org. You can record your loved ones using the StoryCorps mobile app for the great Thanksgiving listen.
Major support for StoryCorps comes from Dignity Memorial. For many families, remembering loved ones means honoring the details that made them unique. Dignity Memorial is dedicated to compassion in every detail of a life celebration. DignityMemorial.com. And from Subaru, the Subaru Share the Love event runs through January 2nd. By year's end, Subaru and its retailers will have donated more than $350 million to charity. Subaru, more than a car company.
This is NPR News.
83 years ago this week, nearly 500 people died in Coconut Grove nightclub in Boston. The fire spurred changes in safety codes. Decades later, family members await a permanent memorial.
How could you not keep that a sacred place? How could you not commemorate almost 500 people's deaths?
Remembering those lost that Boston night on All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR. From KPR and a complete look at your weekend forecast, a storm is moving into town tonight. We could see some snow by Monday. All the details coming right up at 7:30.
Sage Miller, NPR News.
The man suspected of carrying out the attack is identified as a 29-year-old Afghan national who came to the U.S. 4 years ago after the Taliban reclaimed power in Afghanistan. FBI Director Kash Patel says the shooting is being investigated as an act of terrorism. The director of the CIA says the suspect worked with the U.S. government during the war. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Many Lawrence municipal workers will get a 3% raise next year if the city commission approves an agreement with their union next week. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the agreement would cover City of Lawrence wastewater, stormwater, street, and traffic employees. The agreement was hammered out by city managers and representatives of Teamsters Local 696. The Kansas Board of Regents could expand a program that waives college application fees for 3 days each fall. Suzanne Perez reports.
Kansas universities launched their Apply Free Days 2 years ago as a way to encourage more students to apply for college. Over 3 days in early October, Kansas residents can apply for undergraduate admission to any of the state's public universities with no application fee. A new report shows that students save nearly $300,000 the first year of the program. Misty Knox with the Kansas Board of Regents says the program encourages students to apply early.
And this is creating that kind of like a due date where students know, okay, I need to be applied by this date in order to follow the typical college-going timeline.
Supporters are urging Regents to extend the program to a full week next year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The Kansas Judicial Branch has upgraded its online search tool. The new system called Case Search makes it easier for users to find court records, including case histories and other data. It replaces a system known as the Kansas District Court Public Access Portal. KCTV reports the upgraded system offers more search options. Here's the weather forecast for today and for the weekend. Today, mostly cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. Breezy winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, rain, mainly after 9 p.m. Lows overnight around 37 degrees, still windy. Tomorrow, rain before 3 p.m., then a chance of snow. Tomorrow's temperatures will rise up to 44 degrees by about 11 a.m. and then fall to around 31 degrees later in the day. It'll still be breezy, too. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 28 degrees. So this storm is bringing in some much colder temperatures. Here's the forecast for Monday, a 40% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high only around 27 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 26 degrees. The time is 7:34.
Support for NPR.
KansasTreeCare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Glad you're with us. Coming up on Morning Edition, this year marks the 90th anniversary of Social Security. The safety net program offers critical support to retirees, people with disabilities, and the families of deceased workers. We'll get a look at one family who says those survivor benefits were key to their economic security. That's in about 10 minutes. Weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy skies, highs near 41. Winds picking up, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 20. Tonight, rain, mainly after 9 p.m. Lows overnight around 37, still windy overnight. We've got a storm system moving in tonight into tomorrow. Forecast for Saturday, rain before 3 p.m., then a chance of snow. Temperatures will go up to 44 by about 11 a.m. and then fall to around 31 later in the day. It'll be breezy, too. Right now in Lawrence, we have cloudy skies, 26 degrees. The time is 7:44.
It's Latin Jazz this week on Live at Green Lady Lounge. Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, The Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, 10 minutes away from the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Imagine your favorite Christmas carols performed by a swingin' big band. That is the formula at Big Band Christmas, KPR's annual holiday bash. This year it is Saturday, December 13th, with the KC Jazz Orchestra. Tickets are on sale now at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster.com. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from Bridgehaven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on-site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com.
Weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a high near 41, wind picking up tonight, rain mainly after 9 p.m., lows around 37. Tomorrow, rain maybe changing to snow, temperatures falling tomorrow. National Weather Service says rain will mix with or change to wet snow from northwest to southeast Saturday as colder air moves into the area. Most locations are likely to only see a trace of snow, while portions of far northern Kansas could see about a half inch, mainly on grassy areas. A colder storm system will bring a chance for accumulating snow to the area later Sunday night through Monday. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 26 degrees at 9 before 8.
Counseling widows and widowers with young children extends beyond the personal. She helps to educate funeral directors about how people can file for survivor benefits to make sure more families can access them after a loss. In Hillsboro, North Carolina, I'm Chris Farrell for Marketplace.
You can hear more of Chris Farrell's reporting on Social Security over at Marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at LecomptonKansas.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258 BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Up next on Morning Edition, news from NPR, from KPR, and a complete look at your KPR weather forecast. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning.
It said it was targeting members of the militant group Jamaat Islamiyah. Village residents say those killed were civilians. After the fall of Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad a year ago, Israel seized a former UN-established buffer zone between the two countries and territory beyond it in southern Syria. For NPR News, I'm Jane Arraf in Beirut.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. Dow futures up about 0.1%. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has issued a silver alert for a missing Cheney woman. 76-year-old Martha Brennice has not been seen since 8 o'clock Thursday morning. She is described as a white female, 5 feet 1 inch tall, approximately 120 pounds. She has white hair and light hazel eyes and may be driving a 2019 Dodge Caravan. If you see her, you are asked to call 911 immediately. Changes made to a federal grant program by President Trump will weaken broadband infrastructure in Kansas. That's what experts say. Blaise Mesa has this story.
Kansas was given $451 million for broadband investment under the Biden administration. After the election, the Trump administration wanted states to find the best deal available rather than the best value for the money, says Eric Sartorius with the Communications Coalition of Kansas. Now, that meant less focus on gold standard fiber internet projects and more focus on satellites and Wi-Fi towers. Sartorius says that will mean slower speeds and internet infrastructure that will need more maintenance.
Within the industry and within the state are going to look at this and wish about what could have been.
Fiber projects do have a higher installation cost, but Sartorius says states save money in the long run. I'm Blaise Mesa for The Beacon.
An annual program that waives college application fees has encouraged more students to apply to Kansas universities. Supporters say the three-day Apply Free campaign should be extended to a full week every fall. Misty Knox with the Kansas Board of Regents says high school counselors are seeing students take advantage of the savings, and some are considering college for the first time.
And after receiving those acceptance letter, it was described many students began to shift their mindset, like, I can do this. And this really was a building-wide buzz.
The Apply Free campaign launched in 2023. A Topeka holiday tradition is ending. For the first time in more than 50 years, a giant Santa will not be standing atop the Dillon's grocery store in the Brookwood Shopping Center in southwest Topeka. KSNT reports recent acts of vandalism in the area prompted the cancellation of the display. A Dillon's spokesperson says the decision was made by the shopping center owners, not the grocery store. College basketball, K-State women defeated Columbia yesterday 95-92. Weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. Winds picking up out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 20. Tonight, rain, mainly after 9 p.m., lows overnight around 37 degrees, still windy too. Forecast for tomorrow, rain before 3 p.m., then a chance of snow. Temperatures will go up to 44 degrees by 11 a.m. and then fall down to around 31 later in the day. It will be breezy, too. Forecast for Sunday, mostly sunny but cold with a high near 28 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 26 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 8:07.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Glad you're with us on this Friday, Black Friday 2025. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, as AI companies pour hundreds of billions of dollars into data centers, concerns grow that the industry is inflating a financial bubble that could harm the economy. We'll get a couple perspectives on that in about 15 minutes. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown today from noon until 3, we'll start with the morning papers. That's the name of the waltz by Johann Strauss Jr. And then we're off with a Brandenburg concerto and then a Spanish piano trio that was pretty far out in 1927. You'll get to hear it and much more on the Classical Morning Show. If you're listening to KPR2 coming up at 9, it is news from the BBC. Taking a look at the weather forecast, we have a storm moving into the KPR listening area tonight into tomorrow. Forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. Winds will pick up with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, rain, mainly after 9 p.m. Lows overnight around 37 degrees. Tomorrow, Saturday, forecast calls for rain before 3 p.m. and then a chance of snow. Temperatures will rise through the morning up to 44 degrees. And then after 11 a.m., we'll start falling down to around 31 degrees. It'll be breezy, too. with wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour. That's all bringing in a cold front. The forecast for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 28. Forecast for Monday, 40% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 27 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 26 degrees at 21 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR.
This week, nearly 500 people died in Coconut Grove nightclub in Boston. The fire spurred changes in safety codes. Decades later, family members await a permanent memorial.
How could you not keep that a sacred place? How could you not commemorate almost 500 people's deaths?
Remembering those lost that Boston night on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson. Runs from 3 to 7 right here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR. Latest news from KPR and a complete look at your weekend weather forecast. Right now in Lawrence, we have cloudy skies, 27 degrees. It's 8:30.
Who helped the U.S. government during the war is suspected of carrying out Wednesday's attack. One of the two West Virginia Guard members shot has died. She's identified as 20-year-old Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom. This is Black Friday, which means holiday shoppers are busy searching for discounts on popular gift items like electronics, toys, and clothing. Here's NPR's Alina Selyuk.
This year, generally, discounts are expected to be deeper than in the past. Shoppers are not feeling so hot about the economy and their financial prospects, and so retailers are really eager to get us to loosen up and to spend, which means they might roll out some steep sales.
This is the busiest shopping day of the year in the U.S. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Many Lawrence municipal workers will get a 3% raise next year if the City Commission approves an agreement with their union next week. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the agreement would cover City of Lawrence wastewater, stormwater, street, and traffic employees. The agreement was hammered out by city managers and representatives of Teamsters Local 696. The agreement includes a 3% wage increase for 2026. Wages for 2027 and 2028 would be negotiated next year. The Kansas Board of Regents could expand a program that waives college application fees for 3 days each fall. Suzanne Perez reports.
Kansas universities launched their Apply Free Days 2 years ago as a way to encourage more students to apply for college. Over 3 days in early October, Kansas residents can apply for undergraduate admission to any of the state's public universities with no application fee. A new report shows that students saved nearly $300,000 the first year of the program. Misty Knox with the Kansas Board of Regents says the program encourages students to apply early.
And this is creating that kind of like a due date where students know, okay, I need to be applied by this date in order to follow the typical college-going timeline.
Supporters are urging Regents to extend the program to a full week next year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The Kansas Judicial Branch has upgraded its online search tool. The new system called Case Search makes it easier for users to find court records, including case histories and other data. It replaces a system known as the Kansas District Court Public Access Portal. Weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. Winds picking up out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 20. Tonight, rain, mainly after 9 p.m., lows overnight around 37 degrees, chance of precipitation 90%. Forecast for tomorrow, rain before 3 p.m., then a chance of snow. The temperatures will rise through the morning up to 44 degrees by about 11 a.m. and then fall to around 31 later in the day. It'll still be breezy, too. Those winds are bringing in a cold front. The forecast for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 28 degrees. The forecast for Monday, a 40% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, with a high near 27 degrees. It's 8:34.
Support for NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Thank you for joining us for Morning Edition. Still ahead, before you share your Thanksgiving leftovers with your pet, we'll let you know what is safe and what's not safe to feed Fido and, I don't know, what's a generic name for a cat? Felix. We'll hear that in about 12 minutes. Weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. Winds are picking up out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. A storm is moving in tonight into tomorrow. The forecast for tonight, rain mainly after 9 p.m., low around 37 degrees. Tomorrow, the forecast calls for rain before 3 p.m., then a chance of snow. The temperatures will go up to about 44 by around 11 a.m., and then they're going to start falling down into the lower 30s. National Weather Service says rain will mix with or change to wet snow from northwest to southeast tomorrow as colder air moves into the area. Most locations are likely to see only a trace of snow. A colder storm system will bring a chance for accumulating snow to the area later Sunday night through Monday. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy, 27 at 844.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, the exotic sounds of Ima Suma.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show from noon to 3 today, we'll bring you a Vivaldi concerto for two violins, Mediterranean dances, and Grieg's marvelous piano concerto. Classical music from 12 to 3 on KPR. If you're listening to KPR2, stay tuned for news from the BBC throughout the day.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting Lawrence authors Addison Black, Judith Reutman, Joe Harrington, Will Averill, and Kent Smith in store this November. More information at ravenbookstore.com/events.
Here's your weekend forecast. Today, mostly cloudy with a high near 41. Winds will begin to pick up. Tonight, rain, mainly after 9 p.m. Lows overnight around 27, still windy. Tomorrow, rain before 3 p.m., then a chance of snow. The temperatures tomorrow will rise up to about 44 degrees by late morning and then fall to around 31 throughout the rest of the day. It'll be breezy, too. Those winds are bringing in a cold front. The forecast for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 28. Forecast for Monday, a 40% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 27. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 27 degrees. The time is 9 minutes before 9.
If your cat doesn't like Thanksgiving leftovers, but you still want to give them a treat, just pet them. They love it.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Having a little trouble with the NPR transmission this morning. Hopefully we'll get that cleared up ASAP. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Friday. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia is up next, right after the news from NPR. Over on KPR2, you can hear BBC News throughout the day. Weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy, high near 41 degrees, winds picking up. Tonight, rain, mainly after 9 p.m., lows around 37 degrees. Tomorrow, we'll have rain until about 3 p.m., and then there's a chance of snow. That's because the temperatures will go up to 44 by about 11 a.m. and then start falling throughout the afternoon. It'll be breezy, too. Could see wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 27 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, 27 as well. It's a minute after 9. Have a great weekend.
Football rivalries. It's Friday, November 28th. On this day in 1961, Ernie Davis from Syracuse University became the first black player to win the Heisman Trophy.
Admitted under the Biden administration, one of the West Virginia National Guard shot this week, not far from the White House, died from her injuries. Sarah Beckstrom was 20 years old. The suspect is a 29-year-old Afghan national. And here's Brian Moore.
Trump announced Beckstrom's death during a conference call with leaders.
Her parents are with.
Is a 29-year-old Afghan national. And here's Brian Mann has more.
Trump announced Beckstrom's death during a conference call with military leaders.
Her parents are with her. This just happened. She was savagely attacked. She's dead.
A second National Guard soldier remains in critical condition. Federal authorities have identified the alleged gunman as an Afghan refugee. In a social media post, Trump called for a pause on migrants from what he described as third world countries and said many foreign nationals living in the U.S. legally should be deported. Federal officials say they've begun a reexamination of migrants' green cards, scrutinizing legal residents.
Today, 2 days after the fire started.
Rescue efforts have now shifted to recovery options. Deceased have been identified. More than a dozen burned bodies remain in the buildings, authorities said at a press conference. The fire is one of the deadliest in the city's history. The apartment complex had been under renovation and was covered in bamboo scaffolding and netting. Authorities initially suspected that the netting was a problem, but they now say it met fire-resistance standards. Other construction material is believed to have spread the fire. Fire alarms also failed to operate properly, public broadcaster RTHK. For NPR, I'm Cherise Pham in Hong Kong.
Stocks opened higher this morning after a technical glitch snarled futures trading overnight. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow rose about 140 points in early trading.
Futures trading on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange was halted for hours overnight. Problems with servers at a data center in Illinois. Trading resumed this morning. It'll be a short day for stock traders. The market closes at 1 p.m. Eastern Time after being closed yesterday for Thanksgiving. Canada's prime minister has struck a deal with the provincial leader of Alberta to build an oil pipeline to the country's coast. The move is designed to make Canada less dependent on U.S. oil customers in response to tariffs imposed by President Trump. And UPS has its MD-11 cargo planes, grounded since a deadly crash in Kentucky earlier this month, will likely remain out of service throughout the peak holiday shipping season. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street's trading higher at this hour. The Dow is up 150 points. The Nasdaq up 65 points. The S&P 500 up 15. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Fever is a common response to viral infection. Many researchers think it helps fight the virus, but precisely how it helps has been a mystery. NPR's Jonathan Lambert reports on new research that suggests an answer.
There are two main ideas for how fevers fight infection. One is that the high temperature is itself the point and helps cook off the virus by messing with its ability to hijack our cells. The other is that high temperatures somehow help our immune system work better. New research in the journal Science suggests that it's the heat that counts, at least in mice. Lab mice just so happen to not get feverish when infected with the flu. So to study this question, researchers treated mice in the heat, housed at room temperature, got sick after infection. But those housed in conditions simulating a fever fared much better, suggesting that it helped them. Jonathan Lambert, NPR News.
A major squalls creating low visibility in slippery areas could impact post-Thanksgiving travel as many make their way out to stores or home from holiday celebrations. All of that is coupled with below-average temperatures to much of the central and eastern U.S. through the weekend. On Wall Street, up 156 points. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. This is NPR. Thank you.
That was Lauren Mazel's Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra bringing us The Morning Papers. That's the name of the waltzes by Johann Strauss Jr. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. Happy day after Thanksgiving. Hope you have a good Friday today. We have great music for your day. We have a Bach Brandenburg Concerto next. And then the Trio of Madrid plays some Spanish music, the first piano trio by Joaquin Turina. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. And support for music programming on KPR comes from Michelle Gray of Mission, Kansas, on her birthday. Happy birthday from everyone here at Kansas Public Radio, Michelle, and thank you so much for your support. Here's the Boston Baroque playing the first Brandenburg Concerto by J.S. Bach now on KPR.